Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Because it's a blossoming moment. It's a shift igniting moment. It's a moment that is inviting all of us to be filled with this bounty of the empowered feminine, because this week, right now, get ready, because the full peak energy of September is actually only about 48 hours away. It's gonna really heat up starting on the 9th. It's going to carry us almost like a swell through the 18th with kind of a moment on the 19th. And so this is an important moment. What is ahead? What do you need to know? And how will authenticity express during this moment? I mean, wow, it's a big moment, isn't it, Sri?
Absolutely. And I think it's important to talk a little bit about Durga. But before we do, I want to invite you to pick up the phone and get in the queue to say hello to us.
Yeah, or a mini soul reading.
And you can just dial 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we'd love to chat with you. And if you get a busy signal, just stand by until we finish talking with someone. And that means a line is free for you.
Well, absolutely. And you know, Sri, I just wanted to say hello. Hi. If you're joining us for the very first time, Sri and Kira Live is now simulcast on several stations. Of course, we're right here at BBS Radio. We are also at SriandKiraRadio.com and our new radio partner, OnenessTalkRadio.com. An amazing station. Check that one out as well.
Absolutely. You'll find a lot of beautiful musicians there as well as dynamic hosts.
Yeah.
Well, I want to come back now to this idea that we're in this blooming, blossoming, kind of energy.
Well, you know, no, wait, I got to giggle because that really feels, you know, we've just gone through the harvest energy, right?
Yeah.
And guys, I need to share with all of you because it's just so beautiful. We have been, when our group was here, when everyone was here in September, I called Sue upstairs and I said, Sue, come look at this. And as we gazed out, because we live in the Andes Mountains and Sri and I are the only, quote, gringos that live in our beautiful,
our little
Kanyari village here outside of another area. Anyway, we were watching as all of the Kanyari families were gathering together to not only harvest fields, but to also begin, as they were harvesting one field, they were planting in another. And there's this wonderful tradition where all of the generations come together. And, you know, many, many, many of the quote unquote grandparents, the abuelas, are in wonderful shape. I mean, Sri was giggling the other day going, you know, Kira, I don't know if that man is 70, 80 or 90. Yet, vital and out and working and loving. And it was just beautiful to watch as grandma was arranging lunch on a handmade blanket out in the field and everyone was coming in to gather and be together. And I encouraged Sue. I said, please let everyone who's here right now know that you're witnessing something that is an experience that is very rare these days, where not only are we, because we're all organic here, guys, there's no chemicals anywhere around us. And so you're watching these families, and we are blessed that these families have accepted us. And it was yesterday morning, or was it this morning again? Yesterday.
No, it was a day ago.
It was a day ago. We have so much food here, guys. They keep showing up, delivering literally sacks of potatoes. And oh my goodness, this beautiful toothless man brought me a lettuce and a broccoli and a cauliflower.
And beets.
Oh, and the cauliflower was purple, guys. It was freaking purple.
And it's very cute because we have a fair amount of forest on our land, and we're conserving the forest.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of conservation.
And we had a dead tree that had fallen down, and he said, would you mind if I took a few of the branches for my oven?
because they cook over flame.
As a matter of fact, they even came and made our, what we call the pizza oven. They made us a wooden oven so that we would have one to cook as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and so of course I was just very happy to share the tree fall with him, and so
if a tree fell in the woods, and we actually did not hear it.
But what was very sweet is he had asked me for permission to take some of the branches. We were saving the trunk to make benches and things for our visitors.
Yeah, our whole property is now, we're recycling everything we can. But you know, Sri, I think this is such a beautiful story because he's another one that showed up with all this food for your kindness.
And so I had said, yes, you're welcome to take the
limbs. And we did not ask for anything in return. We were not expecting anything in return.
And he comes and he offers me this bag with a smile. And he says, I'd like to give you, you know, this from my garden.
And I think that's the happiest chard I've seen. As a matter of fact, we actually, this chard is so gorgeous that we put it in a flower vase, guys. I have it in my kitchen right now. It's too pretty.
It's big. Long stalks, they're like peacock feathers,
you know? They are, and they're so alive. And so we're sharing this with you because the radiance of living so close to the land in the middle. We live in the middle of a food growing area. We're outside Cuenca, which I adore. It's an incredible city. But I'm sharing this with all of you because this is part of that rising energy, this harvest energy. And you were talking about bounty, and we're talking about the bounty that there is so much happening that is beautiful on our planet right now. And if you give yourself the gift of not saying yes to being bombarded by that which wants to pull you away from the beauty, it is a beautiful moment.
Absolutely. And I want to come back to this image of Durga riding
the lion. Who is gorgeous. Forgive me, gorgeous.
You know, we shared a little bit about Durga in prior shows. However, it's worth repeating.
Well, and her rising energy in September.
Yes, because we're right now coming into this cresting energy moment. You know, in all kinds of cultures, there is the deity is thought as a trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hinduism, it's Brahma, Vishnu, and
Shiva.
And so the mythology around Durga is that there was a time of great polarity where demonic forces were in impeding the work of the light on the planet.
Yeah.
And the Trinity, the Godhead Trinity, was unable to quiet this demonic interference. So what did they do?
Well, they did what any reasonable being would have done. They called in a woman.
Exactly.
And in their case, they created one. And here's what's so beautiful about this energy of Durga. And we really appreciate you guys in just playing with us as we offer you this symbolism. Because Durga is the unification personified of Lakshmi, who is the goddess of abundance, right?
And flow,
And flow and wealth and also Saraswati. And Saraswati is the teacher, the one who carries the wisdom.
Wisdom and music and just incredible accomplishment.
Absolutely. And then Parvati, the woman that is so empowered, she stands next to Shiva as an equal, that her and Shiva often are depicted as one energy.
One energy, you know, or warriors in their own right.
Well, and very much union souls, very much about one soul split in half, very much like you and I. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go check into our other show, Soul Mirror, and you can catch that at soulmirrorradio.com. You can catch that in syndication all over the world. But if you go to soulmirrorradio.com, listen to our shows where we talked about the four soul groups, because when we know our soul group, we become even more empowered. And so we have this Durga, this empowered feminine energy. And of course, Durga commands and rides the male lion.
So
talk about another symbol.
So you look at the power that is represented. Remember that artistic representations are there. It's the form we give an energy.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm not here to talk about theology or any of that. Right now, we're talking about an energy.
About an archetype.
An archetype, exactly. And so if you picture in your own mind's eye this powerful woman riding on the back of a lion coming down into the village.
Very clear on her mission. She has no doubt. She is focused. She has clarity. And she certainly trusts her guidance.
And so the image is one of make way for Durga.
You're
not going to mess with her.
I just had this vision of, like, you know, the hounds clearing the streets. That was cute.
Yeah. And so it's one of those symbols that really carries a message of empowerment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's important to recognize that the empowered feminine,
yes,
has not lost the suppleness or the embrace of unconditional love that is
right.
part of the feminine energy.
Well, and the robustness. I mean, Durga is one sexy mama, forgive me, but she's got her act together, and yeah. she is very much there. And that's what I enjoy about the embodiment of Lakshmi Saraswati Parvati. And remember that she is carrying the quote unquote weapons of the gods, both all Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Each, you know, Shiva gave her his trident.
Yeah.
You know, Vishnu gave her the Sudarshan Chakra. Brahma gave her wisdom. So there's all of this energy and teaching that she carries. And guys, this was September. This was that radical authenticity of the rising Durga. And this is the moment that it's all going to peak.
Well, yeah. So that September energy that was birthing throughout the month is still cresting and rising and
yep.
coming into its high water mark, so to speak,
oh, yeah.
in the coming week.
Oh, it's a monsoon.
And so as you just let this energy wash into you and kind of tune in with the fact that empowerment is a willingness to take action. Empowerment is a willingness to be seen. Mm-hmm. Empowerment does not sit quietly on the sidelines unless that's the appropriate moment to sit quietly. But for the most part,
yeah.
it's visible and active.
It's brilliant. What you're saying is brilliant, Sri. I mean, I'm just sitting here, guys. I mean, I'm just sitting here listening to Sri with my mouth wide open going, wow, I hope you all really heard what he just said, because it's brilliant. And it's really timely and it's important.
And the reason I want to stress this for our beloved community that's gathered here listening is that this is the time to call that in, and in your way, using mm-hmm, mm-hmm. your skills, using your presence, using your life, and make yourself seen.
Ooh.
You know, trust your inner wisdom.
Okay, you just said the five-letter word.
I did.
You guys know what it is, right? Because we've talked about this on the air. And again, if you did not catch Soul Mirror Radio live last Thursday, go listen to it now. You can catch it at onenesstalkradio.com. Go listen, because we talked about Archangel Uriel
yeah.
and trust, that five-letter word.
So what would happen if you just decided, I'm going to take a leap?
I'm
just going to stretch my comfort zone a little bit
okay.
because the energy of the universe has got me covered.
So keep breathing.
It's one thing to take a leap when you know the climate is contrary. It's another thing to take a leap when you know that all the forces of the universe are lined up to help you fly.
Now, you know, Sri, when is it not? See, that's the gift. What you're sharing right now, the universe is always lined up to help us fly.
Yes.
The question is, when are we willing to say yes to it? And that's what that trust is, right? That's what, and forgive me, you know, if you did tune in with us last Thursday night, I got to give my favorite example again, and you know which one it is.
Indy Jones.
It's Indiana Jones. It's that final movie, guys. Remember where his father is laying there? He's been shot. His dad's laying there dying.
He's bleeding
right?
out there.
He's bleeding out, and he's got his dad's journal. And the only way, the whole reason they shot his father was to force him to go get the Holy Grail so he could save his father. So first and foremost, you just have to look at that. Is that not the way we typically learn on this planet? We get to a moment of crisis, and
crisis
that's how
is a universal teacher.
It's a motivator, right? And so we get to this crisis moment, and then in Indy's case, he had a guidebook. And he was smart enough, and he's going through the book.
Looking for clues, how to get over the challenges.
Right, and everyone works, and he gets to the final moment. He's navigated, he's used the book, and he's there, and it's the last picture in the book, and it shows the knight walking over the precipice.
Walking in the clouds,
magically
so to speak.
Walking across. So Indy does what Indy does, right?
There's the cavern, and it looks like certain death.
Well, he even crosses himself, you know. He also does, you know, the Catholic cross. He puts the book, tucks it into his his jacket, takes in that deep breath, and does what every single one of us must do. He sticks out his foot, trusting that the universe will not let him die. And what happened?
The bridge
appeared, right? The minute, those of you that remember that movie, the minute he stuck out his foot, and the reason the bridge appeared was because the minute he stuck out his foot, a different perspective emerged. Remember how they took the camera and they moved the camera, and what you realize was that the bridge was there all along. He just needed the courage to say yes to it. That's the moment October is, and that is the example. And guys, if you have not watched our video, go to YouTube, our channel, Official Sri and Kira, and just subscribe. That way you'll always know when the new videos are up. And watch that video, because October is very much about jumping on that peak energy and harnessing it. And in the second half of the show, we're even going to talk, we're going to give you the energies day by day, guys. So you're going to want a piece of paper, you're going to want a pencil. We are literally going to give you the energy for the 9th through the 18th every single day in the second half of the show, because this is a, you know, I can't stress it enough. It's a peak moment. It's an important moment. It's a moment to put into action, rather than just talking about your spiritual life, rather than talking about whether you trust, rather than talking about whether you're evolving. These next 9 days are your moment to say yes to yourself, yes to the universe, yes to our planet, yes to positive shift.
Wow, I say yes to that.
I say yes to you, baby.
So it's important to recognize that every moment is a good moment to expand. Every moment is a good moment to grow. Woo! Every moment is a good moment to ascend.
Yes, it is.
And the qualities that you require for your journey are always available. Yet, when we are inspired, when we notice that the universe is in a rising tide moment, when we notice that our friends and family are wanting reassurance, that we're, you know, guidance and reassurance are something that everybody needs from time to time, and sometimes more than others. Mm-hmm. It's important to then say, I trust myself, I trust the universe, put your hand on your heart, and use the mantra, because the mantra of self-ascension is a declaration of presence.
And you know, guys, if you go to our website, sriandkira.com, right there on the homepage, on the top menu, you will see Yoga of Self-Ascension. When you mouse over that, it will give you a drop-down list of so many free practices that really make a difference in your life. And the mantra of self-ascension is right there as well. Use it. It makes a difference in your life. It will get you through those moments when you're like, how am I going to get through this moment? Which is, I think, the entire world in this moment.
Yeah.
And this is why we're having this show today. This is why every show this month is specific information for that moment, because we will walk through October together, my angels. We're going to be on the other side of this at Halloween going, woo, we did it. But it's going to take trust, and it's going to take self-trust. It's going to take knowing that you know what's true in the face of what's not true being put in front of you.
And sometimes we need a little assistance to inspire ourselves. And this is why tuning into the archetypes, asking for the inspiration. Find a photo of Durga, for example.
Yeah,
find a photo of anyone that represents empowered love in action.
How about yourself, right? Include you in that.
Yes, and put that person as your coach and guide, and put your photo next to him. And the next thing you are isolated. You are channeling those energies.
Well, you know, Sri, I want to talk about that, because we got a beautiful letter. We get so many letters. And guys, we got...
And we love receiving
them. We do. And make sure you can write us at guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest@sriandkiraradio.com. We do get bombarded with emails, but our producer sends the emails to us. And I wanted to share... We got this email from Gabriella, and it came in at the end of September. And here's what I love. Is, may I read it, Sri, or would you like to read it?
No, go for it.
Okay. I noticed you didn't have your... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's her email. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I was beyond excited when I heard about the Bhutan trip. About 10 years ago, the idea for a book about Bhutan came to me through a dream. The intense energy pushed me out of my bed and had me write it down, and I thought I was dreaming. But a few days later, my husband and I were driving when he said, "So what was so important you had to jump out of bed?" And I was so glad I wasn't driving. I looked at him in shock. When I got back home, I went to my desk and looked for the note, and there it was, but it was not my handwriting. I wasn't aware of channeling or anything. I just had a sense. And so anyway, being truthful, I was scared to death.
Yeah.
And more than happy to push it out of my mind. And then she goes on to talk about how she heard about our upcoming Bhutan trip. And guys, I need to share with you, we could literally be sold out as we have this moment talking about it. But if you are interested in learning more about this incredible magical journey to Bhutan, go to sriankara.com, check it out. It's on the events page. Look at the PDF and let us know ASAP, because we think as of this morning we're sold out. We are literally just waiting to hear back from a couple people who said they were putting down their deposit. So here we are. She said, "The announcement of the trip has motivated me to complete my writing project, to gift myself with this trip in celebration of completing it. I am going to make a Bhutan and dissertation vision board today." And that's why I wanted to read this email, Sri, because you were just talking about that, about get a picture of Durga, get a picture of yourself. And I wanted to reach out to Gabriella and say, "Gabriella, I hope you made that vision board. This is the moment between October 9 and 18. This is your moment to call that in, to make it happen." And she says, "Please pray for me. I look forward to seeing you in Bhutan." Well, you know what? We look forward to seeing you there with us as well, my angel. I pray you made your board, and thank you for trusting yourself and sharing your vision with us. And we wanted to amplify that right now because of what we're talking about.
Absolutely. When you have this kind of experience going on in the universe with this energy rising, it is important to capture that in your own upliftment. And what I mean by that is this is a great time to be dreaming, to be writing, to be calling into visual, conscious visual knowingness, that which you seek to create. And whether you're dreaming it, writing it, drawing it, or sharing it with others, do all of the above. Because in the doing of all of the above, you begin to call it into present time. And that's where the magic is. Present time is the intersection of that which is coming with that which is now. And it's a beautiful moment to be conscious of and to work with. So often when we are in our density brain, our experience is dictated by past memories. As we move into more ascended living, we're able to be more into present time and more into a space where the future calls us forward. And that is a beautiful state of being.
Woo, is it ever. And you know, I think it's important to talk more about the next 9 days. And remember, guys, during our break today, you're going to want to get a piece of paper and a pencil, because we're going to be offering you the energy for each one of those 9 days coming up. And the reason we're talking about this is, if there has ever been a moment for a, and I'm going to use the word false flag, right? If there's ever been a moment for a false flag event or a massively misleading event that is going to be over-dramatized, over-blown up out of proportion, it's going to be during these days. It's going to be October 9 to 18, and on the 19th, there's a little bit of hangover energy. It's going to be then. And the key is, this is why we're talking about this moment, because as big as that energy is the energy of your manifestation, is the energy of your dreams, but you must command it. You must trust and you must command it. And you know, Sri, we have so many people, our lines have been full since the show went on. And so all of you that have our phone number, hold on to it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as we say hi and goodbye, you might want to get into the queue. And those of you that we don't get to in the first half of the show, hang on, because we will do our best to get to all of you. But so why don't we say hello to some of these beautiful people have been waiting for us.
Yeah, we've got some first-time callers standing by, so we're going to begin at line one, and we'll say hi to Jennifer from Washington.
First time to the show. Namaste, Jennifer. Welcome, Angel.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Jennifer, Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Our pleasure. We can.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay?
We can hear you just fine.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that. This is my first time, and thank you for taking my call. And I'd just like a little mini free reading, if that's okay.
Well, of course that's okay, and we're delighted that you called in to ask, my angel. So I invite you to just relax first and foremost, because your energy field has this beautiful, the word I want to use is peace-filled presence. It's like a rosy color. However, it's very, very delicate. I mean, it's beautiful, but it's very, very delicate. It's very close to your body, and it's easily I don't want to use the word broken, but it's easily tampered with. And this comes from a chaos energy that's trying to interfere with that peace-filled energy that's all around you. And so the message that's coming in from your guides today is to constantly bring your hand to your heart, to constantly be bringing more breath into your body. And that the more that you can really kick in to a deeper level of connected breath, and it can just be one nice deep breath with an exhale that has sound, the faster and easier these two energies will rebalance, meaning this beautiful, delicate, rosy, peace-filled energy will get much bigger, and this chaos energy will become the thin energy that's easily able to leave your field now. And so that is the message they want you to hear today, and I love that you are here today, because we're talking about trust, and that's really another part of your session. And so many, many blessings. Namaste, angel, and thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Namaste.
Well, beautiful indeed.
You totally know, beautiful.
It's important to each one of us begins to manifest deeper levels of trust in our own way.
Yeah.
Because each of us has an edge, you know.
That's why we wrote those articles, you know.
Yeah.
Go, guys, again, and those articles are posted at shreeandkira.com. Go read the three articles on the triggers, or if you're listening to us at onenesstalkradio.com, right under the oneness menu is an articles section. Go read them there, because I think this is an important thing to talk about, Sri.
It is, because, you know, we have to have a little mercy on ourselves. We have a personality. We have an inner child. We have these aspects that are along for the ride, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah.
And it's important to honor those aspects of ourselves while also giving priority to the deeper authenticity of our soul's guidance.
Woo! And you know, that radical authenticity can be kind of frightening, because, you know, radical authenticity means you're kind of gazing into that mirror of the soul and allowing yourself to fall back in love with you, to allow the soul to rise and guide, to allow the mind to relax and allow the heart to lead. And when we can ignite that energy into our lives, we manifest miracles faster than we know how to keep up with them, and we offer to ourselves the gift of our true nature, thereby igniting our presence to inspire others to do the same.
Yes.
It's a beautiful moment, and I think a beautiful moment is connecting with another one of these amazing beings.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to line two, and we'll say hello to Connie from Pennsylvania.
Another first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Connie. Namaste.
Namaste, Sri and Kara. It's such a privilege for me to speak with you today. I'm very excited about this. I've been a long-time listener, and I'm thrilled to take part in this shifting energy right now. I've been feeling that this shift very, very strongly these last several days, and I'm approaching it with wonder and with awe and with a spirit of adventure, because it is such an exciting time. And I'm wondering if you could give me a mini soul reading today. My birthday is coming up in 2 weeks, and as I begin a new cycle, I'd like to know if you have any special messages for me.
Oh, Connie, you are such a special being. Thank you for asking. You know, I'm smiling that you mentioned it's your birthday in just a couple of weeks, because everything around you right now is like a spiral. Only I'm watching the spiral, and it's like it's coming up from your feet, very, very golden, by the way. And as it's coming up from your feet, it's kind of moving all the way up beyond your energy field, beyond like where you would say your head is, and your eyes are looking up. And so that explains what I was seeing, because so close to your new cycle coming in, the energy, and this is coming from four different archangels, but they're speaking as one unified voice. Okay, all right, so they want me to give you their names. It's Michael, it's Uriel, it's Gabriel, and it's, who are you? Oh, and Duma. Okay, so a very powerful four-pack there, so to speak. And they're speaking through a unified voice, and they're all saying the same thing. When you turn around as you gaze up and see that which has manifested before you, stick out your arm, grab it, and say yes, and the rest will unfold, for it is your time. And so it is. May your next season around the sun be extraordinary, because certainly the universe has already granted that gift to you. And we are grateful for the gift of connecting with you on the show today, Connie. Thank you for calling in, Angel. We love you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the message, and I love you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you too, Angel. Namaste.
Many, 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 many blessings.
Yeah, and I see these phone lines are filling up as quick as we're hanging up, so hurry, we just hung up.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little station break, and it's a good time to stretch your legs.
Get that pen and paper if you want to make a note of those energies.
And we're going to be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Woo-hoo! We are delighted to be with you. You know, today we are talking about this this energy that is lifting and inspiring and bringing forward a dynamic that in its best expression could be called the empowered feminine. What we haven't talked about is the fact that this energy will also empower that which is not the empowered feminine.
Well, exactly. It will empower everything. I mean, the bottom line is it will empower everything. However, it is the empowered feminine that will be able to command it. So if you want to command it, and this is why in September we talked about regardless of your gender identity, this is about empowered feminine energy. And this is going to be a moment, guys. This middle of October is going to be a peak moment.
So the key element there is conscious choice.
Exactly.
Is to participate with the energy and choose to bring forward your authenticity, even if that seems a bit radical.
Well, you know, and I want, let's just remind you guys that radical authenticity is not permission to be rude. It's not permission to say to someone some nasty stuff. Radical authenticity is allowing yourself to be seen and speaking your truth in a way that is only harmonious for others to hear, that is done in the spirit of pure unconditional love and is offered to those who have invited the reception of the feedback. Because there's a lot of misunderstanding around radical authenticity.
Yeah, to be transparent, to be authentic doesn't mean that you are throwing rocks in someone's pond.
No. So even though you're like, but that's what I authentically feel, fine. But as Archangel Zadkiel always so beautifully says, it is only of the highest if it leaves another feeling better about themselves, if it serves in a joy-filled manner.
Or another way to look at it is, do my words expand love and uplift awareness and the expansion of light? And so as we are in this period of time, there will be those that energize polarity and there will be those that energize authenticity.
Absolutely. And the entire planet will be feeling this October 9 through 18 radiation of the empowered feminine. Now,
yes.
It would be remiss of me not to share that this is, of course, coinciding, and I find that to be phenomenally fascinating, but it is coinciding exactly with this year's Navaratri celebrations in India. Now, what is the Navaratri celebration? Well, the Navaratri celebration is actually a celebration of victory. It's the celebration of the victory of Durga against the demon. So this is a victory energy. And that's why I'm saying this victory energy riding in the empowered feminine is yours to claim. What are you trying to claim in your life as a victory? What is ready to be celebrated? Well, this is an opportunity for you to really do that. And in India, it's even fun. When I give you the 9-day energies, I'll also give you the colors. Because in India, there's a, you know, we wear different colors every day. And there's so many celebrations. Some people are fasting. Some aren't. There's special foods. There's so much. But the key here is to recognize the energy, to just attune with the positive aspect of that energy every day. And then no matter what happens during that time, you will have that opportunity to see it through the lens of your empowered feminine.
Absolutely. And once again, remember, the empowered feminine is an expansion of call it dynamic love, the opportunity to just be seen and to take action without hesitation, without doubts, because it's the doubts and fears that dismantle our empowerment.
Well, absolutely. And speaking of doubts and fears, if you have a pen and paper, you can write all this down and you don't have to doubt that you heard it wrong or wonder about it. So I want to begin. I want to repeat what I just said. On October 9th, the energy, And this is also tying in with the energy of Navaratri. But on October 9th is when it all begins, the official day one of the festival is actually the 10th. But on October 9th, this is the energy of victory and celebration. It is a moment of I am victorious over that which seeks to stop me. And so on October 9th, the energy of the ascended principles will be that of recognizing your life is a celebration, inviting your life into celebration, inviting yourself into the celebratory nature of you, and really celebrating your empowered feminine. That is a day to be celebrating the empowered feminine. So if you have lots of women in your life, do something amazing for them and make sure you do something for your own special empowered feminine, regardless of your gender identity. That's the day to empower that aspect of who you are.
And I think it's important to underscore the word victory.
Yeah.
Because victory means I have arrived. You know, it's a recognition that all is well. I have not given up or given away or lost anything. I'm full. I am complete. I have arrived. Let's dance.
And that's this Wednesday. That's this Wednesday, guys, right? We are on the 7th today. Oh, no, it's Tuesday. Forgive me. Today's the 7th. Ignore our Kira. So Tuesday,
Sunday.
The night, right?
Yes.
So Tuesday the night. So let's do this in little sections of three, since we talked about Trinity energy. So that's going to be October 9th. Now, on October 10th, which is the official day one, by the way, of Navaratri, this day is all about, this day uses the color red. And on this day, it's all about action, and it's about your vitality or vigor, and it's about active principles. So harnessing all of that celebration victory energy on the 9th, how will you bring that into action on the 10th? And you know what I do is I have our beautiful Durga here. We have an amazing Durga Murthy. She's about, 300 pounds maybe?
She's heavy.
She's
solid.
She is huge. And we of course, during Navaratri, we decorate her every day in these colors. But on the 10th, the red energy, as you connect with that, whether you wear a red scarf or whether you just take a moment and connect, maybe you call that red into your heart and think about what is the heart-centered action that I can call forward this day into my life, celebrating the victorious energy of my divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful moment. So that's day one. Day two, the 11th, is another really big day because I love this day. This is the day of royal blue. And bear in mind that each of the 9 days of Navaratri actually celebrate one of her avatars, one of Durga's avatars. So this is very, very important because each day has that. And I won't go through all that, but you can have fun and go look that up online, what each one of the avatars are. But what I do love is that on the 11th, it happens to be the unmarried avatar of the goddess Parvati, which of course is Shiva's counterpart. And so again, this day is very much that royal blue energy, very much the royal blue. That calm. And well,
brings in the queen, you know.
The benevolent queen. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. This very much reminds me of that benevolent. How would a benevolent queen act? How would a benevolent queen speak? What would a benevolent, how would she make her decisions? And again, if you don't enjoy that word queen, insert goddess, priestess, whatever you want. But how would that benevolent one work? And then let's go with the next one, which would be the 12th. And I love this because this is when this is actually another aspect of Parvati, named because of the half moon she adored, right? And this was after she married Shiva. And the color of this day is yellow. And it's very much about the moon, the crescent moon, that energy, well, or the half moon, this energy of the moon. And so that is a wonderful evening, October 12th, to go into your dream state. Pay attention to your visions. Pay attention to what the universe is showing you. Are you paying attention? And those are just the first 3 days. So remember, Sri and I are not going to talk about the antithesis of these energies, meaning this is why we're trusting ourselves. This is why we're, because this is these peaking energies. And so look at how much fun you can have if you stay in the fun of the peaking energy.
Absolutely, because victory is a party.
Well, and so is our divine feminine and the empowerment. And I love that. So we're in this red, royal blue, and yellow
and
in
yellow.
These first 3 days. And, and you got to love that in the day of the moon, it's the color of the sun that we wear. I just love that. It shows perfect harmony and perfect balance. All right. So how about saying hello to some more of these amazing people? But remember, guys, we still have 9 more days to go.
Absolutely. And I want to invite everybody to take a breath and smile and remember what beauty is to be found when we start calling forth the opportunity of creative expression. Mm-hmm. And we are grounded in the power of the universe and co-creating together. And speaking of co-creating, we're going to head to line 4 and we'll say hi to Raman from California.
Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome.
Namaste. How are you guys?
We are excited to say hi to you, sweetheart.
Oh my gosh, this Durga energy, everything is so on point for me right now because my birthday is on the 14th. And I've, you know, the past couple of months I've been called to work with the goddess, not only Durga, but a lot of them. And I'm just wondering, you know, when is it all going to come into manifestation when I can actually teach the workshops? Because I do feel some sort of block, you know? So I was kind of asking for like a personal reading on, you know, how I can kind of move through that and reach, you know, victory during Navaratri.
Yeah, well, I'm loving that you got through today. I love that you got through and that what you're talking about and that it's another birthday. Yay. Here's what's so powerful, my angel. Yeah. You are about doing, they're saying you are ready to be seen in a new way. They're saying to take off the glasses that you have been looking through and be seen in a new way, and that this is birthing with this rising feminine. And when you said, how long do I have to wait? And you mentioned your birthday was the 14th. I heard like 2 days. So the 16th of this month is going to be very powerful for you. And of course, the 16th becomes 7, which is also the mastery. And so keep doing what you're doing, but take off the lens that you're looking through and see it a little differently. And it's all coming together like now, angels. So thank you for calling today. I'm so grateful to talk to you now.
I know, me too. I'm just, you know, for a couple of days, these energies were so intense. So, like, you know, I was kind of being bogged down by, like, the, like, opposition energies, as you can say. So I was really, I'm really happy I got through because you guys just gave me more inspiration, especially this, all this Durga talk is, like, getting me inspired and empowered to continue down this path.
Beautiful. Well, we're glad you got through because you're inspiring us that you're on the planet now and feel how much we love you, Angel.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Bye. Best day. Wow. You know, it's just so beautiful that the synergy, and beloved angels, this is what happens when we come together as community. This is what happens when we gather together. And every Sunday, Sri and I are so blessed and so honored that we get the opportunity to do this with you. And guys, make sure you're with us New Year's Eve, whether you're getting into the live stream, whether you're here with us. We have two spaces left. I think they're for somebody very special. They've been waiting for them. Mm-hmm. But this New Year's, what we're going to be teaching, the crystalline magnification of the energies. I mean, every single day, not only will you be with your spirit family, you're going to be giving and receiving these 33rd crystalline dimension attunements and energies and learning how you can keep doing that. And then for the first time in 2 years, I have to admit, I've got a little bit of a breath hold on it. We're going to be doing a live installment New Year's Eve. And again, if you can't be with us live, we are going to be broadcasting an extraordinary show, beautiful program that evening starting at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Beautiful indeed. And we look forward to welcoming you here to Tosa Blue Mountain in Ecuador.
Where things are just, we're getting ready to update the whole Tosa Blue Mountain page at SriandKira.com as well. So
lots
make sure
cool
you check it out
coming.
In a couple days. There is so much happening here. And yeah, everything's posted at SriandKira.com at the events page. So go ahead there and check out.
Speaking
so
we're
ready,
events,
are we ready for the
next three?
There
Yay.
We are. All right, guys. So quick recap. We've talked about the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. And now we're going to start with the 13th. Now, this is a very beautiful day because this is the day that represents the generous gifts of vegetation on the earth. It's really a day that celebrates all everything that bursts through the planet, all of the vegetation, the trees, the flowers, the leaves, everything.
The fruits and veggies.
Everything. It's a day to be green, go green, and be especially grateful for the beautiful planet. And again, that is on the 13th. And guess what the color is that day?
Sounds like
it's
green.
It's green. Right. And it's really a day to say thank you for bounty. You know, remember that green and all of that energy represents bounty, for receiving bounty into our lives. And that brings us to the 14th. I think that was wasn't that her birthday? Wasn't that Raman's birthday?
Yeah.
All right. So the 14th is a very powerful day because this is the day of the warrior goddess with the four hands. Oh, excuse me. That's the 15th. This is the day where the color is gray. And I want you to think soft gray. Clouds, mysticism, mystical energy.
Transition.
It's
kind
a
of
very
energy,
it's yeah. a very powerful birthday for Raman because it's a day to go into the mist. It's a day to become the mist. It is a day where being with yourself and going deep within will support even greater revelations. And again, the color of that day is that, I call it like a dove, that very soft, beautiful dove gray. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm very honored that in July, one of our beautiful, beautiful participants in the Between Dimensions program, Daryl, who's also coming with us to Bhutan. And I believe is coming in December as well, gave me a gray scarf. And I love this gray color. I wear it virtually every day because it's constantly wrapping me in the mystical. And so this is the 14th. It's very much about the color and the day about this gray. Now, the 15th, I was already giving it away. The 15th is all about our warrior spirit. So don't we love it? And it's the four hands. So the symbolism of the four hands is that we can get a lot done, that we can get a lot, that we have a lot of protection. We have a lot of options. We have a lot of alternatives. And the 15th is very much about the color orange. It's also about taking action with the third chakra.
And so when you have four hands, you need to use your muscles and your power to make things happen. And
exactly.
The orange color is that reminder of that applied vitality.
Because when our solar plexus is doing the job as the beautiful kind of like locomotive of our active principle, then we can manifest. So this is a very powerful moment. And that brings us through. So we have the 13th is beautiful, abundant vegetative earth and green. The 14th is our mystical day of journeying into the divine presence of our own mystical self. And it's that beautiful soft gray, birthing into the 15th when we are taking action as the warrior goddess of four hands with that orange empowered presence.
Woo-hoo,
and that's a lot. And there's still more to go. There's still more callers. So why don't we go ahead and say hi to our next
beautiful
being.
We're going to do it. We're heading to line five, and we're going to welcome Linda from California.
Namaste, angel. Welcome.
Oh, namaste. Hello. And you're talking about the warrior. Oh, my gosh. I want to ask for a mini reading, but I'm also struggling with the using my muscle, severe osteoporosis, the storage unit I have since I just moved to this wonderful little town. First, the wildfire smoke damage went through my storage unit, and then the rack from the Mendocino fire. So my clothes are gone. I'm starting over at 69. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, I've got a broken toe from a lamp falling on it. I've got severe, my titanium's broken from falling before these wildfires up here in Northern California. And I'm trying to figure out, the best thing to do is ask for a mini reading. I'm in the orange trying to muster up energy each day to go through all this energy I don't have. I'm running low.
I just want to step in there and reflect back to you your laughter and the ability to be lighthearted in the face of worldly challenges.
Yep.
Because truly, it's not so much what has happened. Those are just stories. It's the energy that will carry you forward. And I just feel that radiating from your laughter.
Well, sweetheart, I have to jump in here. First and foremost, a lot of people don't know this, but I forget how many years ago now, when Sri and I left the United States to move to Guatemala, the people that we sold our ranch to and left all of our possessions with literally stole it, wound up being charged with felonies and convicted. And Sri and I, in that moment, not only lost all of our clothes, I lost my entire childhood. I lost everything that was ever in my children's childhoods. I mean, we were literally made.
It was erased.
It was erased. And what I can share with you from that standpoint,
my Norwegian heritage was OP'd and on and eaten. So that went too. Yes, I can understand.
Yeah. So what I'm sharing with you is that. What I'm sharing with you is that you are at an extraordinary next phase of your life. And this, you have Metatron, Archangel Metatron around you. And I wanted to remind you that 69 is a 6, right? Or excuse me, no, 9 plus 5 is 14, which is a
15.
5. 14. 14. 14. Yeah, we're messing each other up. Anyway, it's a 5. And the 5 is the Metatronian star, and you have Metatron standing right next to you saying, my beloved, I have offered you a gift. I am reaching out my hand. Take it and move forward, and together the next chapter will unfold. And as it does, what is waiting for you, bring you forward. And so it is.
Many, many, many blessings, dear. And we know that all will... Well,
it will at 69. I came to California in 69, and this.
Right.
Oh, and so it is. We're so glad we had this time with you, Angel. Many blessings. Now, Sri, I'm looking at the time, and we still have 3 more days. Let's get in those 3 more days.
All right,
and see if we can get another person on the line as well. So, guys, we finished with October 15th, and that was the day of orange. Now, okay, the 16th. This is I like to call this Kahuna Day, because on the 16th, this is when what is considered to be the most ferocious form of Durga arises, and the color is white.
White.
It is that day of rising up, and I don't see this as ferocious. I see it as clearing everything and focusing on your crystalline nature. It's your day to claim your true power, to claim your crystalline nature. And that's the gift of that day. And then we move to the 17th. Now, this is the 17th is precious, right? So here we have the 16th where we have this white crystalline energy. It's that most ferocious form. But then we go to the 17th. And this is a very special day because this is the day when prepubescent girls are actually fed prasad. It's the day that honors the innocence.
It's the day that honors the blessing
of who we are. And it's that sky blue, which also makes me think of like the Maria. It is that day of the softness, the innocence, the sweetness. It's that day to wear that soft sky blue, which is just so beautiful. And then that brings us to the final day, which is the day of enlightenment.
Mm.
It is the day of enlightenment. It is literally, and it's very much a Saraswati energy. It's that wisdom, the enlightenment, the movement forward, the attainment of the city energy, and it's pink.
Oh, sweet.
It's just this sweet, soft, beautiful pink, and that's the energy of October 18th if you choose to receive that gift, because on the 19th, is when you put that rainbow together.
Oh, well, we're going to be talking more about that as we come to the next show. But for right now, as we come to a close today, remember that we are in an emerging period that will nourish you, that will call forward your authenticity, and you will be delighted with how that happens as you relax into trust. Trusting your divine nature, trusting your guidance, and knowing that love is.
And you can trust that we look forward every week to being right here with you. And until we have the joy of doing that next week at this space, this time, may you know
that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.